Good morning.
早上好。
I'm a little bit embarrassed to be here, but I'm glad to be here.
我今天早上很高兴在这里，但是同时呢，也感觉有点难为情。
Because I didn't realize until yesterday that the Chinese culture they love to talk about if you gained weight or not.
直到昨天晚上。我才意识到，就是我们华人的文化，就是要谈论你有没有胖起来。
One of the 阿姨 said to me in a nice way.
有一个阿姨就是用一种很婉转的方式跟我说。
She said, "You look very healthy."
她说你看去非常的健康。
Then there's other people just said, "Hey, 你胖了 you know, like you're."Hey man, you're just fat.
但其他人也很直接地跟我说，你胖了。
But then there's one brother who I like the most. He said, "I said, yeah, people have been saying I kind of gained some weight from Taiwan."
那其中一位弟兄，我跟他讲，我说呀，大家都说我长胖了，从台湾回来。
He says no.
他说没有。
You look like you're stronger.
他说没有，但是你看上去更强壮了。
And I said, I like that. I'm gonna stick with that one.
我就跟他说，我很喜欢你这样说。
We had such a great trip.
我们这次旅行非常的美好。
We visited three different churches.
我们呢也参观了三个不同的教会。
And our family looked forward to every Sunday, the day of worship.
我一家人呢，每周都非常的盼望，主日的敬拜。
We said this morning during breakfast that something happened on that trip that changed us.
我们今天早上吃早饭的时候也谈到，就是这次的旅行呢，肯定有一些事情发生了，改变了我们。
Beck said that it was like we went on a spiritual retreat.
我的太太说，感觉好像我们去了一次，灵命上的旅游。
But the one thing that each of the churches, even though they were so blessed, there was something that I felt was missing.
那我们参观的三个教会呢？我知道每个教会都是非常蒙福的，但是呢，我总感觉。其中每个教会呢都好像有一些东西，就是好像我感觉就是缺了一些东西。
And when I spoke to one of the pastors there, he said the problem in the churches in Taiwan is that you have churches that are of older people and you have churches that no longer have the next generation.
那我也跟其中一个牧者呢说起，那他也说起在台湾呢，就是有一些教会，有些教会呢就是专门有就是有非常多的年长的人，但是呢却没有就是年轻的或者下一代的人。
Or the churches that have all young people.
或者呢，某些教会呢，就所有的人呢都是年轻的。
And by young, I mean even in the 20s and 30s.
二十几岁、三十几岁的那些年轻人。
But then you don't have any of the elderly.
但是呢，却没有年长的。
Or the middle-aged.
或者呢，就中年的。
And I thought, what a blessing we have in our church. Look around.
所以我就想想我们的教会，我觉得我们的教会是，大家请看看周围是非常蒙福的一个教会。
In Chinese, you say 老到少 right?
那用中文讲。
I think my Chinese got better with all that 臭豆腐。
From elders to the young.
And as I was thanking God for that.
那我呢也为此而感谢我们的神。
As I was spending time with Jesus.
当我与耶稣一起的时候。
God gave me a word to share to our elderly people here.
神呢给了我一个字。希望我能够与我们在座的
有个话语，
有一段话，也就是
神给我一个话语，特别给我们教会年长的，
给我们教会里年长的弟兄姐妹们有一个话。
Because our church is blessed with quite a number of elderly brothers and sisters.
我们的教会呢有很有好多就是年长的弟兄姐妹们，这是我们教会的祝福。
So when I was reading the scripture.
所以当我在读这段经文的时候
there were two people very significant in affirming the birth of Jesus.
有两个人是对耶稣的出生是非常的重要的，也是非常的。
They were both older.
他们这两位呢，其实是都是年长的。
One was a man named Simeon.
其中一个是一个其中一个是男人叫西面。
And then another in the church was another prophetess. Her name was Anna.
另外一个呢是一个女先知叫安。
And the Bible says she was very old.
她叫亚拿。那圣经上说起呢，她是其实她是非常的年纪的非常的大了。
Very old.
非常的大年纪。
They were past the age of working.
他们已经就是过了做工的年龄了。
They were past managing children in a household.
他们已经过了就是养儿育女的年龄了。
But each in their own way.
但是他们两个人每个人呢用以自己的方式。
They still devoted themselves to God.
他们呢以自己的方式呢把自己奉献给神。
I felt that sometimes when you get older.
我感觉到有时候当我们年纪慢慢变大的时候。
It could be hard to see the value when they can't do what you used to do.
当我们年纪慢慢变大的时候，我们知道有时候呢，就是我们看不到自己的价值，因为我们以前能做的一些事情呢，现在都做不了了。
And sometimes you see changes in the church, and it's hard. You're not used to that.
同时呢，你有时候也看到教会的一些变化，你呢，其实呢，就是不那么习惯。对你来说也非常的艰难。
But I believe that God wants to tell you there's a better way to think about your old age.
但是我相信神也告诉我们，我们应该有一种更好的方式来思考我们的年长。
And the Lord brought me to Psalm 92, and I asked our team to put it up. The righteous flourish like the palm tree.They still bear fruit in old age. They are ever full of sap and green.
神把这段经文显示给我看，从诗篇九十二篇说：“义人必像棕树一样繁茂，像黎巴嫩的香柏树一样高耸。”他们栽在耶和华的殿中，在我们神的院子里繁茂生长。他们年老的时候仍要结果子，经常保持茂盛青翠。
To our elderly brothers and sisters,
对我们年长的弟兄姐妹们
I want to encourage you to stay devoted to the Lord.
我要鼓励你们，我要鼓励你们继续奉献于神。
You will still bear fruit.
你仍旧会结果子的。
You are the wisdom and the model that God has given to us in the church.
你是神给我们教会的智慧和和我们所能看到的榜样。
Pastor Luke said a while ago.
王牧师说过
He said, who does this church belong to?
王牧师问大家这个教会是属于谁的
He said, the church belongs to the next generation.
他说这教会是属于下一代的
But I would like to add to that.
但是我想再加一句
The next generation will only be strong when we can learn from the wisdom of the elderly brothers and sisters.
但是我想加一句是说，要使我们下一代人有智慧，更坚强的话，他们唯一的方式就是从我们年长的弟兄姐妹那里学习。
We will only stand as tall as we can stand on your shoulders.
如果我们能够站在你们的肩膀上，我们就能够看得更远。
So I had to share that word with you. God compelled me before the sermon to just give you that word. Older brothers and sisters, we love you. We thank you.
所以今天早上神把这些话语放在我的心里，我一定要跟大家分享，特别我要与我们年长的弟兄姐妹们分享，我要告诉你们，我们爱你们。
If you see an older brother and sister around you, could you just tell them we love you, we thank you that you're here?
如果你周围坐着，
坐着
你看到年长的弟兄姐妹，跟他们说我们爱你们。
That was a bad idea. That didn't come from God. That was me. People are telling Frank, oh, thank you, you're older brother. You know, I met a brother in Christ at one of the churches that we went to.
那我这次旅行当中呢，我碰见一位在主内的弟兄。
And he talked about the storms in his life.
他呢讲到了他生活当中遇到的一些风暴。
And how he had some really hard times.
他呢就那段日子呢非常的艰难。
But he talked about it with so much conviction.
但是呢他说到这段这段经历的时候呢，他充满了信念，充满了信心。
He said those were the most important times of my life.
他跟我说起那段时间呢，是他生命当中最重要的一段时间。
He said I learned so much about God in the storms.
在那段时间当中，我学习到了这么非常非常多的关于神的。
And he said, I learned so much of how God has changed me through the storms.
我也学习，通过那段时间，我也学习到了，神是如何的改变我，转变我。
And I was like, brother, you need to hear my storm stories.
然后就跟他说，弟兄，你也要听听我的一些故事。
Because I've been through some storms.
我也经历过一些风暴。
And I thought about our church.
我也想到我们的教会。
And I know many of you have been through some storms.
我也知道我们在座的当中有很多人也经历过风暴。
When there are storms, it's going to be hard.
当有风暴来临的时候，是非常艰难的。
But how can we, as me and that brother that I met in Taiwan, say we rejoice in the storms?
但是为什么我和那位我在台湾碰到那位弟兄说，在风暴当中我们其实是有很大的喜乐的呢？
How does God's word say, consider it all joy, my brothers and sisters, when you will encounter trials?
那为什么神说，我的弟兄姐妹们，你们如果在试炼当中的话，都要以为大喜乐呢。
So I prayed for you, church.
所以教会，我为你们祷告。
I prayed so much for the church.
我一直的为教会祷告。
Because I didn't have to do any of the administrative stuff for the church.
我不需要做一些其他的一些教会的一些其他的杂活。
I prayed for many of you by name.
但是呢，我为大家祷告。
Many of your families by name over and over again.
我一一点名的祷告。
And as I thought about how to prepare us for the storms this year, because there will be storms.
我想到呢，要帮助大家呢，如何预备去迎接风暴，因为我知道我们会有风暴。
And some of us in the midst of storms today.
我知道我们当中有些人正在经历着风暴。
I thought of the disciples when they were caught in the wind and the waves on the Sea of Galilee.
我想到那些门徒在那个加利略的大海当中经历着风暴。
And I really believe that God has a word for us today.
我也相信神有话要与我们诉说。
So turn your Bibles to Matthew 14 and I'm going to pray for us.
请大家翻开圣经马太福音十四章，我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word, for this time, for worship. And we give ourselves to you.
父神，我们感谢你，我们感谢你的话语，感谢你的祷告。我们今天要把自己交呈现给你。
I believe you have something that you have given me to share with your people.
我相信你今天有有话语，希望我来与你的子民分享。
Show us your purposes for us.
希望你能把你的目的显示给我们看。
And prepare us to learn from the storms in our life.
预备我们从风暴当中学习。
Spirit, would you work freely in our midst this morning?
我们请求你的圣灵在我们当中。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Turn to Matthew chapter 14.
马太福音十四章。
Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. I'll keep reading. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. Okay, you can read it.
马太福音十四章二十二节，耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边去，等他叫众人散开。散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。那时船在海中，因风不顺，被浪摇撼。
So I'm going to unpack this for us, verses by verses.
那我们来一节一节的研究这些经
文。But the context of what's happening.
那这里的内容在这些经文中发生的事实。
The context is 上下 right? is right before this.Jesus fed 5,000 people. And then you add women and children.
在这件事之前，正在这件事之前呢，耶稣呢，喂饱了5,000人，其中有女人和孩子。
I know sometimes at church you hear these stories so many times. Okay, Jesus fed 5,000 people. That was a miracle.
我知道我们大家都听说过耶稣喂饱5,000人，这是一个奇迹。
He was teaching, he was healing.
他在教导，他在医治。
But in this particular miracle, he recruited the disciples to be a part of that miracle.
那在这个特别的这个奇迹当中呢，他让他的门徒呢也参与。
And so if you can.Probably imagine the disciples were so excited.
你也可以想象到这些门徒肯定是非常的兴奋。
You just saw these baskets full of loaves and bread.
当你看到这些篮子里盛满了面包的时候。
And as you're passing it out, it just never ends.
当你把这些面包分出去的时候，你看不到面包
少下去。And you would think.That after you feed all these people, you'd have empty baskets.
你会想，你应该知道，就是当你把面包分出去的时候，篮子应该会空了。
But Jesus loves leftovers.
但是耶稣很喜欢剩下的食物。
Because Scripture specifically says that after they fed all the people, the baskets were still full.
因为经文上特别的提到。当他们把面包分给所有的人以后，这个篮子仍旧是装满了面包。
Just to make sure, because you know, there's people even at the potlucks. You know, they go back for seconds, and they go back for thirds. You know.
你们也看到，就是我们在昨晚在吃饭的时候，有些人第二次、第三次都回去拿食物。
Jesus likes us to be full. 耶稣爱我们，要我们
吃饱，
有满足。Is that right? Did I not say it right? So imagine, they're so excited. This is amazing. And some of the disciples said, we still have some more to eat.
所以可以想象到那些门徒是会多么的兴奋。
And the miracles happening from our own hands.
那这些奇迹感觉就像在我们自己的手上发生。
But then the next thing you know,
但是接下来的事情,
they are in the middle of a terrible storm.
那接下来呢,这些门徒呢,就处在了这些可怕的风暴之中。
And for the scripture to describe this way, some of the disciples were fishermen.
那经文上是这样描述的,说,门徒当中呢,有些其实是渔人。
But for them to see this type of waves and wind,
但是甚至对他们来说，这么可怕的风暴，这么可怕的浪，
they found themselves with more than they can handle.
他们也觉得自己没有办法处理。
By this time of night, they should have been already on the other side.
这个时候的晚上这个时候呢，他们其实应该已经到了海的对面。
But the scripture says the wind was against them.
但是呢，经文上说呢，风是风不是顺着他们刮的，而是逆风的。他们是。
In Mark's version, chapter 6, verse 48, it says this. It says, the disciples were straining. They were straining.
那在马克六章四十八节的经文是这样描述的，说，门徒呢是在用力的划着桨。
This is a different version, but that's fine.It was painful. It was painful to row.
那些门徒呢，就是很痛苦的划着桨。
Because the wind was so against them.
因为他们这个风呢，逆着他们刮，非常大。
It was more than they can handle.
这他们呢，其实这是他们远远超过他们所能控制的。
And I wonder, have you ever experienced that before?
那我就在想，大家有没有这样子的经历过
？Those moments where this is more than I can handle.
那种时候就是觉得你这是我所不能控制的。
You see, sometimes we're experiencing such heights in our faith.
有时候呢，我们在我们的信心呢当中，我们会经历到非常的高点。
God is at work in your life. Things are good. Things are going smoothly. You are living a victorious life.
你会经历到，就是神在我的生命当中做工，我的一切都是那么顺利。我是在我的生活的生命的高点。
And you're just praising Jesus.
你赞美耶稣。
God is good.
神是美好的。
And then the next thing you know, your faith is struggling.
但是呢，接下来你就马上意识到你的信心是在挣扎。
Because of all these circumstances, that's more than you can handle.
因为你的处境，你周围的处境是你所不能控制的。
In those moments, there's a tendency to lose your temper.
那个时候呢，可能你会发脾气。
You start to argue.
你可能会开始争吵。
You have a tendency to blame or try to blame others. Why are we in this situation?
那或许呢，你也倾向有这个倾向要去抱怨人家，为什么我们会有这样的处境。
And we know about the disciples.
我们知道这些门徒。
They're not men of great faith.
他们不是说有很大信心的一些人。
They constantly argue.
他们呢，经常的吵架。
At this time of night, they should have been all the way across.
在晚上的这个时候，他们应该在海的对面了。
I wouldn't be surprised if they're just straining, rowing, and their oars are hitting each other. And you have tax collectors who don't know how to row, and they're just, you know, doing the wrong, and they're getting mad at each other.
我也相信，当他们在用力划桨的时候，他们有些人可能也不会，也不是很会划桨，他们或许也会在相互的吵架，相互的抱怨。
But here's the first detail that I don't want us to miss.
但是呢，现在我要分享大家分享一个第一个就是细节，希望大家不要错过。
Our first verse.
我们第一节经文二十二节。
Why were they even in this mess?
他们为什么会在处在这个境况之下
呢？ If they really thought about it, who was to blame?
如果他们真正的思考这个问题的话，他们应该抱怨谁呢？
Who made them go?
谁使他们在这个处境当中呢？是耶稣。
耶稣。Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and cross the Sea of Galilee.
耶稣是使他们使这些门徒上船，要穿过加利利海。
It doesn't say that he asked them.
这里没有说耶稣请他们上船，问他们上船，或者建议他们上船。
It's actually a very strong word in the Greek. He made them go.
其实在希腊语当中，这是一个非常很强的字眼，它是耶稣使他们上船。
And it would be one thing if it's Jesus and he didn't know, I didn't know that there's going to be a storm.
当然，这是另外一个故事。如果耶稣说我不知道，有风暴。
This is Jesus.
这是耶稣。
Full of all knowledge and wisdom.
他是充满知识和智慧的。
Why would Jesus send them into the storm?
那耶稣为什么要把他们送进风暴呢？
He sent them there.
他送他们去的。
He brought them into a storm.
他带着他们进入这个风暴呢。
The first thing I wanted to let us know this morning is that some storms are unavoidable.
那今天早上我首先想让大家明白的就是有一些风暴是不可避免的。
That's our point number one.
这是第一点。
When I was young in the youth group, I remember learning a lesson where they were teaching that God does not make mistakes.
我记得我还年轻的时候，我在青少年组学到一课，他们说起神从来不会犯错误。
Actually, they said God doesn't say oops.
其实他们当时说的话呢是神永远不会说我对不起，我犯错了。
他不会说哎呀怎么办？That's oops, right? Oops is like oops. What happened? 神不会说哎呦。哎，我转一个头，突然间怎么回事啊？你得了癌症了？哎呀，我都不知道。God will not look back and be like, God doesn't like close his eyes for a moment. What happened to the earth? What happened to my people?
神不会说一眨眼说，哎，我
哎呀，
我的子民怎么回，我的子民怎么回事了？发生了什么了
？Yeah, God doesn't.
神不会这样。
So then you have to understand that some of the storms is him directly allowing into our lives.
所以有些你们应当理解，有些风暴神是允许它发生在我们的生活当中的。
And I hope you know what we mean by storms. Storms are not only physical storms.
我希望你们能够理解我们所说的这个风暴不仅仅是说我们是指我们身体上的风暴。
It could be physical.
也可以是指身体上的一些风暴。
When you're diagnosed with a disease.
当你诊断出一个疾病。
When Someone whom you love is taken.
或许是你所爱的人已经离开了你。
All of a sudden, you can't have the same movement in your body like you used to.
或许就是你身体上有一些功能上的问题。
But some storms have to do with relationships.
但是呢，有些风暴呢是指关系上的风暴。
Relationship storms are hard.
关系上的风暴呢是非常的艰难的。
Emotional storms.
或者是情绪上的。
Psychological storms.
或者是心理上的。
The thing is, when you're in the midst of a storm.
当你在风暴之当中的时候。
Sometimes you spend so much energy just trying to get through the storm.
有时候呢，你花尽全身的力气。
That you don't have enough energy to learn from the storm.
有时候你处在风暴当中的时候呢，你使尽了全力呢来摆脱风暴。
You see, there's
以至于你没有任何的精力。
There's two ways out of a storm. I'm so sorry. Please.
You see, there's
two ways to get out of a storm.
One
way to get out of the storm is as a survivor.
一种方式呢，就是你从风暴当中出来以后呢，你觉得你是幸存者。
And that's actually pretty good.
这也不错。
Sometimes we as a church need to celebrate people surviving things more often.
有时候我们教会可能应该就经常的庆祝那些从风暴当中幸存者。
Surviving a storm is not a small thing.
从风暴当中幸存呢，并不是一件小事。
It's good to celebrate that we're still standing.
我们应该庆祝，我们今天仍旧能够站立在这里。
You know, people who have come out of addiction to something and they're still here.
你看到我们有些人从就是一些成瘾的东西上能够解脱出来。
Come out of a season of financial hardship, and they're still here.
我们能够看到有些人从很艰难的一些经济状况能够解脱出来。
Coming out of different storms, and we're still here by God's grace.
我们从不同的风暴当中出来，通过神的恩典，我们今天能够
很久能够站在这里。We need to celebrate that more.
我们应该更多的庆祝这些。
How many of you can think of a storm?Just one storm that God has led you out of. Raise your hand.
那今天你能不能想一想，就是神
Think of a storm. Yep, keep your hand up. Let's see.
已经带领你走出其中的一个风暴，在你生命当中走出了一个风暴。曾经，
wow, hey,
那你能不能举手
I wish I had your life. I wish I had sunny all the time. No storms. But that's okay. I saw so many hands go up.
我看到很多人举了手。
Sometimes we need to just celebrate that we survived, right?
That we're still here.
I'm still standing. Turn around to someone and say, "Thank the Lord that He led me out of that storm."
Turn to someone next to you and tell them that. 带领我走出风暴。
Man, thank God.
感谢神。
Thank God that you are a survivor.
我们要感谢神，你是幸存者。
But there's another way to get out of the storm.
但是呢，也有另外一种方式可以帮助我们，我们可以走出风暴。
That they don't just want to be a survivor.
我们不仅仅是要成为一个幸存者。
They want to be a student of the storm.
他们呢，要成为这个风暴的一个学生。
They want to learn what God is saying in the storm.
他们要学习到。在这个风暴当中，神与他们说了什么？
They recognize that there are certain things that can only be learned in a storm.
他们认识到有些事情只有通过这个风暴他们才能学习到。
Listen to that again. There are certain things.That can only be learned in a storm.
有些事情只有从这些风暴当中才能学习到。
Number two.
第二点。
Always trust God's timing.
总是要信靠神的时间。
I'm learning this all the time.
我一直在我也一直在学习。
Trust in God's timing.
我们要信靠神的时间。
In verse 22, it says that after Jesus made them go, and then he dismissed the crowds because they wanted to crown him as king, and he went up to the mountain alone to do what? To pray. Yes.
在第二十二节说到，耶稣使他们上船以后。他散开了把众人散开，然后他就上山去祷告了。
Jesus loves to get alone with the Father and the Spirit together and to pray.
耶稣非常的喜欢和天父和圣灵独处，一同祷告。
No matter how busy he was,
不管他是如何忙
he prioritized prayer.
他总是把祷告放在首位。
That's something for our church this year that we're going to lean into more. We're going to pray more as a church.
这也是我们教会今年，今年的，今年的一个，我们所要，想要达到的，要，我们要更加多的祷告。
We may not be like Jesus. Jesus prayed for a long time.
我们或许做不到像耶稣那样，因为耶稣花很多的时间祷告。
And in this passage,
在这段经文里,
we actually can learn that Jesus was praying even as the storm came.
我们可以学习到，甚至在风暴来临的时候，耶稣仍然在祷告。
Jesus was praying in the midst of the storm.
耶稣在风暴当中一直在祷告。
That's also why.God's word says he did not come to them until the fourth watch.
所以这之所以圣经上也这么说，他直到四更天才来到他们。
It says in the fourth watch of the night.
在那个晚上的四更天。
Then he came to them walking on the water, walking on the sea.
他才来到他们这里，再从水面上走过
来。The fourth watch is the last watch.
那四更天呢，是一个晚上的最后的一更天。
The Jews had divided the night into four watches.
犹太人把一个晚上分成四个更。
The first is 6 p.m. to 9.
第一更是六点到九点。
Then 9 to 12 midnight.
然后是九到十二。
And then 12 midnight to 3 a.m.
然后十二到三点钟。
And the fourth watch, which they say is the darkest, goes from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
那四更天，也就是说最黑的，晚上最黑的一段时间就是从三点到六点。
The fourth watch.
四更天。
He waited until the fourth watch.
他一直等到四更天。
Why?
为什么呢?
You see, we have to start to learn what his purposes are.
那我们应该开始学习，就是学习耶稣的目的是什么。
Because if his only purpose was to comfort us,
如果他唯一的目的就是为了安慰我们,
then he is really late.
那他这个时候他是非常的迟了。
Fourth watch, that's a little too late for comfort.
那四更天对他对我们来说，他的安慰来得太迟了。
But if his purpose was to change us,
但是
or give us revelation, then his timing is perfect.
但是如果他的目的是要来转变我们，或者要给我们启示。那他的时间就是这段时间就是最好的时间。
When we experience times in the storm,
当我们在风暴当中经历的时候，
where it is so exhausting, some of you think about your storms right now, it is so exhausting, it is so painful.
那我们当中可以有些人可以想象，当我们正在经历风暴的时候，这是多么的痛苦，多么的精疲力尽。
We just sometimes want it to stop.
我们有时候呢，就希望它能够快点结束。
Please just stop.
马上结束。
I need relief.
我需要解脱。
God, can you just stop this now? Anybody feel that way before?
神啊,
God, just make it stop.
神啊，现在就马上使这个风暴结束。
You are just at a loss.
你已经迷失了。
You don't know what else to do.
你不知道你该怎么做。
God, just make it stop.
神啊，请你让风暴马上结束。
But again, if God's purposes were always just to comfort you, always just to encourage you, then the fourth watch is too late.
但是当然，再一次，如果神的目的只是是要安慰你或者要鼓励你，那他四更天来的时候确实太迟了。
But if God's purpose is to transform you in a way, if God's way is to show you something about himself to give you a revelation, then the fourth watch makes sense.
但是如果神的目的是要转变你，或者他要显示给你什么，那四更天是恰到好处。
That makes sense? But let me share with you another detail.
让我再跟你分享另外一个细节。
In the Mark account, in the verse we read earlier, are we going to show that again? It actually says that while they were painfully in the middle of the storm, Jesus saw them.
在马克福音上说到，当他们在用力划着桨，痛苦地划着桨的时候，耶稣其实已经看到他们了。
Jesus saw them.
耶稣已经看到他们了。
He saw that they were making headway painfully.
耶稣看着他们辛苦地、痛苦地划着桨。
He saw that the wind was against them.
他看到他们是逆风而行。
Even scholars can trace where Jesus was on the mountain.
甚至有很多学者，他们也能够，他们可以，他们看到耶稣是在山上。
And if you go on a tour in Israel and you visit this particular area where they would say that on the plains where he fed 5,000 and he went up to this mountain to pray, you can see that from that mountain you have a very clear view of the Sea of Galilee.
如果你去以色列那一块那个地段，就是耶稣分五饼二鱼的那个地方，然后耶稣上了山，从那个山上可以看到一切东西，看得非常的清晰。
I think it's so powerful that as Jesus is there praying,
耶稣在那里祷告，我觉得这是非常的有力量的。
He's alone in prayer.
他独自一个人在那里祷告。
And he sees them.
他也看着他们。
It doesn't say this, but do you think Jesus might have been praying for them?
经文上没有 没有这样说，但是你有没有觉得，耶稣同时也在为他们祷告呢？
Do you think that when Jesus was seeing them struggle, that he was praying for them?
你觉得，当耶稣看着他们用力地划着桨，他们在挣扎的时候，耶稣有没有为他们祷告呢？
You see, they didn't know that Jesus was watching them.
那这些门徒不知道耶稣在看着他们。
They couldn't see him.
他们看不到耶稣。
But he could see them.
但是耶稣可以看到他们。
He couldn't see, they couldn't see him.
他们看不到耶稣。
But he could see them.
但是耶稣可以看到他们。
Third point, just because I can't see Jesus doesn't mean that he doesn't see me.
那第三点就是，我没有看到耶稣，并不意味着他没有在看着我。
Just because sometimes I can't feel his presence doesn't mean that he is not with me.
有时候我感觉不到耶稣与我同在，并不意味着他没有和我同在。
They are on the fourth watch.
他们正在处在四更天了。
He let them go to the fourth watch.
他允许他们在那边一直挣扎到四更天。
It's the hardest time of the storm.
那这个时候的风暴是最厉害的。
It's the coldest part of the night.
也是晚上最冷的一个时候。
And some say the darkest before the dawn.
有些人也说是黎明前最黑暗的一个时间段。
But Jesus never took his eyes off them.
但是耶稣的眼睛并没有离开他们。
And that can remind me that Jesus sees me.
这同时也提醒我，耶稣也在看着我。
Verse 26.
第二十六节。
Why don't you read it in Chinese for us?
门徒看见他在海面上走，就惊慌了，说是个鬼怪，便害怕，喊叫起来。
Just keep reading through.
耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。彼得说，主，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。 耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走， 要到耶稣那里去。只因见风甚大，就害怕将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人呢，为什么疑惑呢？他们上了船，风就住了。
Now we could show the English. I'm not going to read it, but we've preached on this before. From 老到少, we've all heard this. From young to old, we've all heard this.
我们从 年长到年少的、所有的人应该都听过 这段经文。
But when I was on the trip and I was praying for our church,
当我这次旅行的时候呢，我、在我们为我们 教会祷告的时候，
God pressed upon me three words.
神把三个字放在我的心里。
And you'll see it on the bottom, right here.
三个字放在我的心里，我们可以看到。
Helplessness.
无助。
Humility.
谦卑。
And prayer.
祷告。
Now, if you want to find out how God pressed those words on me, I can tell you at another time. But it was so strong.
那这些话这些话语在我的心里非常的强。
That these words need to be heard by all of our brothers and sisters.
我感觉呢，这些话语应该让我们全教会的弟兄姐妹都
听到。And I've never thought about these words when reading this.
我以前在读这段经文的时候，从来没有想到过这几个字。
It's kind of backwards, this picture though, this text.
这段经文感觉对我来说感觉好像是后退的，
有点奇怪，我觉得有点奇怪，有点好像相反的。 Maybe that's a better word. Like it's kind of like turned upside down because I want to focus on Peter for a moment.
我、希望、我们现在能够研究一下彼得。
Peter says, Lord, if it is you, command me to come. Tell me to come. Give me a word, and I will come.
那、彼得说、跟主说，如果是你，你就叫请叫我从水面上走到你那里去，我就会来。
And so look at verse 29. Jesus says,I'll give you a word. Come.
那看第二十九节，耶稣说，你来。
And you have to really picture this. There's waves. There's strong wind. It doesn't say rain, but it just says strong wind.
那你呢，一定要在脑海里想象这样一幅图案，他们在这个船上，那个风浪特别大。
And as this boat is going,
那这个船在上下的摇晃。
Jesus is standing on the water.
耶稣站在水上。
And Peter gets out of the boat.
彼得迈出这个船。
And the scripture says what? He came to Jesus.
经文上说他来到耶稣这里。
It does not say how many steps he took.
并没有说彼得走了几步。
But it's kind of interesting to me because how was he able? You would think that when you are not sinking as you're coming to Jesus, you would grow in confidence.
但是很
That'd be normal.
很奇怪的、
right?
就是说、彼得已经在水上走了几步了，虽然没有说走几步，但是彼得应该在水上走了。如果你能够在水上走的话，你的信心就会增加，是不是的？
Wouldn't you have more confidence? Like, oh, I am doing, I can do this.
如果你知道你能够在水上行走的时候，你的信心是不是会更加增加呢？
And I bet if it was some of our youth, like Ryan, he'd be like, yeah, woo, I'm going to start jumping.
或许 我在想我们当中的一些青少年或许会很兴奋开始跳起来了。
But why is it that as he's coming to Jesus,
但是为什么当他走向耶稣的时候，
It's after he already took strong steps.
在他走了几步以后，
And after that, he saw the wind and the waves, and he began to sink.
当他已经走了几步以后，他看到了这个海浪，他就开始下沉了。
Isn't it kind of backwards that he walks in confidence first and then begins to sink?
这是不是很奇怪呢？他已经很有信心的走了几步了，然后他却开始下沉了。
In 2022, 2021, or something like that, I had an amazing year with God. It was really good. Things were moving in the church. I was growing. I was experiencing God.
那从2021年到2022年，有段时间呢，我感觉非常的好。
I was getting deeper in relationships with brothers and sisters.
教会里也挺顺利，然后我也感觉我和弟兄姐妹的关系也越来越好。
If you look at my journal, there's so many things that I was learning, and I'm like, this is good.
如果你看我当时的日记呢，我也写下了很多美好的事情。
But in late 2022,
但是2022年的下半年
，after a normal brain scan.
在我做完一个脑的扫描，脑部扫描以后
，They gave me the news.
那个医生给了我这个消息。
That cancer has come back and it's growing.
我的脑癌癌细胞又回来了。
And likely it is going to be more aggressive.
很有可能这次的癌细胞会更加的厉害。
And it was.
也确实是这样。
Last year in 2023, I had one of the hardest years of my life.
那去年2023年是我生活当中最艰难的一年。
Surgery.
手术。
Radiation.
放疗。
I lost part, like most of my hair.
我大部分头发也掉完了。
They said.The radiation could kill the cells. Your hair may never grow back in those areas.
他们也跟我讲，我那些有些头发可能永远也都不会长回来。
Chemotherapy.
还有化疗。
And then telling me how bad this disease could be.
他们也告诉我这个病是如何的恶毒。
There were many times last year where my soul was aching.
有很多次，去年有很多次，我的内心在疼痛。
So heavy.
非常的沉重。
Especially as I thought about my family.
特别是想，当我想到我的家人以后。
And an incomplete ministry.
还有我没有，我没有做完的，主的工作。
But seeing.In these verses, it says that when Peter began to sink,
但在这节经文里，我看到彼得开始下沉的时候
，he cried out to the Lord.
他大声的向主呼救。
And he said, "Jesus, save me."
他说，耶稣救我。
And I know people have taught that it's about walking in faith.
我知道，我们是这样教大家的，要凭着信心行走。
That when he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was walking.
当他把他的眼睛定神在耶稣的身上的时候，他一直在行走。
It's when he took his eyes off Jesus and he looked at all.Of the storm, when he focused on the storm and not Jesus, that's when he began to sink.
但是当他的眼目离开了耶稣，他看到了周围的境况，他就开始下沉了。
But I wonder.
但是我就在想
，When was Peter more strong? When was Peter more strong?
彼得什么时候更坚强呢
？Was it when he was walking on the water?
是当他行走在水上的时候，他更坚强吗
？Or when Jesus Immediately, the scripture says, as soon as he says, Lord, save me, Jesus immediately reached and grabbed onto his hand.
经文上说，彼得喊叫，主啊，救我！耶稣就立刻抓住了他。
Immediately.
立刻抓住了他。
When was Peter more strong?
那耶稣什么时候，彼得什么时候更坚强，更强壮呢？
I'm not going to give you an answer.
我不会把答案给你。
I think this is something to think about and wrestle through.
那我觉得大家应该，自己慢慢思考这个问题。但是对我来说，
in my life,
对我的生活来说,
more and more, I am convinced of some of the passages that I've known before in my life, but now I understand them.
但是对我来说，这里有很多的经文，以前我也理解，但是呢，现在呢，我就能够更深的体会到。
Before I knew them in my mind.
以前我在我的脑海里，我知道这些经文。
But now I understand.
但是我现在真正的理解体会到
When the word of God says,
当神的话语说
My power is made perfect in what? In weakness.
当神说我的能力在软弱上显得完全
My power is made perfect in weakness.
我的能力在软弱上显得完全。
It doesn't say my power is made perfect when the plans go your way.
并没有说当你的计划一切顺利的时候，我的能力才完全。
It doesn't say my power is made perfect when you're strong.
并没有说当你强壮的时候，我的能力才完全。
It doesn't say my power is made perfect when you have smooth sailing.
并没有说当你一切顺利的时候我的能力才完全。
It doesn't say my power is made perfect when things are going the way that you want it to go.
并没有说当一切都在按照你的计划所行的时候我的能力才完全。
It says my power is made perfect in weakness.
这里说我的能力在软弱上才完全。
Someone said this before.
有人说过以前
I'm convinced that God is drawn to those who are weak.
有人说过，我相信在我，在一个人软弱的时候，神才会与他们亲近。
It is those who are weak who experience the magnificence of God.
当那些人在软弱的时候，他们才能够经历最大程度的程度上经历神。
Because if I'm so full of Alex Liu,
如果我自我充满的时候
，Where's room for Jesus to pour into my life?
那我就没有房间给耶稣主耶稣基督进来了。
In one of his sermons, we thought about it in Sunday school.
在主日学，我们提到过，主耶稣的一个。
And probably his most powerful sermon.
一个最有力量的一个布道。
Jesus started with these words.
耶稣以这些话语开始的。
This was the opening of his sermon.
这是他布道的开端。
Blessed are the poor.In spirit.
虚心的人有福了。
你要有福吗？你要有福吗？ Do you want to be blessed? You can't unless you are poor in spirit.
如果你不虚心的话，你就得不到他的福气。
Poor in spirit simply means.Humility.
那这个虚心呢，是指我们要谦卑。
To truly be humble.
要真正的谦卑。
To truly believe, God, I can't do this.
要真正的相信，神啊，我做不了。
God, I need you all the time.
神啊，我一直需要你。
And Jesus' sermon is complete opposite of the way the world teaches us today.
那耶稣的布道呢是啊与我们今当今世上教导我们的呢是恰恰相反的。
Because we are taught to be strong.
因为我们这个世上教导我们，我们要坚强。
We are taught to be independent.
我们要独立。
People from China told me that as little children, the country tells them, "You can do anything. You are strong."
那来从大陆来的人啊，告诉我。在即使在原在小乡村里，那些小孩子都被教导说，
so you have little kids who are like,
你要坚强。
I am strong.
所以有些小孩子会说，我非常的坚强，
我
非常的强壮。我
什么事都可以做。I can
do
anything. 我谁都不服。I will not ask help from anyone. Is that true or not?
是不是真的呢？
我谁都不服 I will not yield. I will not ask help from anyone. I can do it. But it's the same thing here in America.
同样在美国也是这样。
Why? Who's behind that teaching?
为什么谁在 教导这一切？
The enemy of God.
这是神的敌人在教导这一切。
God's looking for people.We say, Lord, save me.
神在寻找那些人，说主啊，救我。
I can't do this.
我自己做不了。
I can't.
我做不了。
I can only do this if you save me.
如果你救我，我才能做到这一切。
I can only do this if you are with me.
如果你与我同在，我才能做到。
I can only get through this if you're with me.
如果你与我同在，我才能走出来。
Blessed are the poor in spirit. Those who are humble, who have been humbled.
虚心的人有福了，那些谦卑的人已经被谦卑了。
These passages all through Scripture show us that helplessness and humility, which is tied together.
那所有的这些经文都显示给我们看，无助和谦卑是在一起的。
Humility is very important to God.
谦卑对神来说是非常重要的。
God wants to give so much. He wants to pour so much into your life.
神想在你的生命当中注入如此的多。
But if you are so full of yourself,
但是如果你的心中只是充满了自我
there's no room to pour anything of himself into.
神就没办法再给你什么了。
And look at what is Peter saying, Lord, save me.
那我们看，彼得说，主啊，救我。他在说什么呢？
That's just a prayer.
这是祷告。
Sometimes the most beautiful prayer, it doesn't have to be, but sometimes the most beautiful prayer are the shortest prayers.
有时候呢，最短的祷告或许是最美好的祷告。
You don't have to make it that complicated.
有时候你并不需要把祷告弄得很复杂。
God knows.
神知道。
All Peter had to say was, Lord, save me.
彼得所要说的一切就是，主啊，救我。
For Peter, it took the storm to humble him.
对彼得来说，这风暴使他谦卑了。
So he can cry out for help.
所以，这样子他才能够，向主求救。
I don't know what to do, God, but save me.
神啊，我不知道该怎么做，但是你请你救我。
And look at the last verse.
我们来看最后一段经文。
All this time, Jesus didn't stop the storm. But when Peter and Jesus got into the boat, the wind stopped.
但是当彼得和耶稣上了船以后，风暴就止了。
And those in the boat worshipped him.
那些船上的人都拜他。
Truly, you are the Son.
你真是神的儿子。
That means their eyes were fully opened. They received a revelation of who Jesus really is.
他们现在他们的眼睛才是真正的 睁开了、他们看到了这个、启示，他们收到了这个启示，知道了谁是真正的神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
Until we feel helpless,
直到我们感到无助的时候，
we won't have true humility.
我们并没有真正的谦卑。
We won't be able to fully pray.
我们不会有一个
真正的
祷告。
祷告。You really pray when you know you have no other way.
当你知道你没有其他的办法，你才会真正的献上你真正的祷告。
And so I'm going to ask right now that as we close,
在我们结束之前，我要问大家。
That we would just think about this.
我要请大家思考。
Go ahead and just close your eyes.
我请大家闭上眼睛。
And I just want to ask as we start this year.
我请大家思考，当我们这年开始的时候。
That I want to be changed. I want to be transformed.
我希望被改变，我希望被转变。
I may be in the middle of the storm, or I know that the storm is coming.
或许我正处在风暴当中，或许我知道我的风暴即将来临。
I might even be scared for the storm to come.
或许我知道风暴即将来临，我有些害怕。
And I just want to be prepared.
但是我想要有预备。
But whatever may come,
或许不管什么将要来临，
I want to know that Jesus is with me.
我想要知道耶稣是与我同在的。
And I want to experience God this year.
我今年我要经历主耶稣基督。
And I want to grow in experiencing Him in prayer.
我要在经历他经历他的祷告当中成长。
If this is you, would you stand in your seat?
如果这是你的话，你能够站起来吗？
Just stand up so I can pray for you.
如果你能够站起来，我可以为你祷告。
I want to experience God more this year. Stand up if you want to.
我今年想要更多的经历神。
God, I want to learn to pray more this year.
主啊，我今年要学习更多的祷告。
God, I want to experience you more this year.
主啊，今年我要更多的经历你。
I want to know how your word speaks to my life.
我想要知道你的话语是如何对我讲话，对我说。
Any storms that come.
任何风暴来临的时候。
Lord.
主啊。
I want to be a student of the storm.
我想要成为这个风暴的学生。我能够学习。
I want to pray for you.
我要为你祷告。
And everybody standing can pray for each other. Father, we thank you for allowing your presence to be with us.
父啊，感谢你与我们同在。
Sometimes we go into a year and we're so full of excitement and hope.
有时候我们开始新的一年的时候，我们总是充满了兴奋，充满了希望。
But many times,Every year we look back, the storms do come.
但是每一年，当我们想后看，往后看的时候，我们都会看到有风暴。
This year we pray in hope in the storm.
今年我们在希望里祷告，在风暴当中。
In the storm we have hope.
在风暴当中，我们有希望。
We want you to speak to us.
我们需要你与我们说话。
We want you to teach us how to pray in desperation.
我们需要你教导我们如何在绝望之中祷告。
And I pray that you will help us to experience you in a new and a powerful way this year, God.
我祷告今年我们能够经历你的一切的 一切的心和一切的力量。
So I pray over my brothers and sisters a blessing.
所以我为我的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
That your favor would be upon us.
希望你能够喜悦我们。
That you would cause us to fix our eyes on you.
你会让我们的眼光聚集在你的身上。
That we would have a revelation of who you are this year.
我们会得到启示。真正的认识你。
That we would see you for who you are, God, this year.
我们可以看到你是如此的一位大神。
And that you will not only make us a survivor of the storm.
你不仅仅使我们能够成为风暴当中的幸存者。
But that we would all be students of the storm.
但是我们能够更好的从风暴当中学习。
So that we could proclaim and testify of who you are.
这样我们才能更好的宣扬你这位为你这位这位伟大的神而做见证。
May your blessing and your favor be upon your people.
愿你喜悦我们，愿我们成为你的你喜悦的子民。
And we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
And all God's people said.
所有的神的子民一起说。
Amen. Amen.